We are looking at the nature and characteristics of hell. And last week we looked at hell as a place of unquenchable fire. Hell is a place of memory and remorse. Hell is a place of thirst. And tonight, if you turn to Revelation 14, we're going to look at 10 and 11. Revelation 14. We're going to be looking at hell is a place of misery and pain. So look at Revelation 14, verses 10 and 11. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this evening again. And Father, as we look at this subject of hell, and that it is a literal place, and unfortunately too many people joke about it, but it's really no joking matter. People are dying, and they're spending eternity in hell, and eventually eternity in the lake of fire. And I pray, Father, that we would realize how serious this is, and that we would have a desire to warn people about this impending danger and lead them in the direction of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just pray, Father, that tonight we'll learn some things that we can apply, that we can take out and share with others, that they too could have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for all that you're going to do, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So obviously this is a place of torment, and obviously a place where nobody should ever want to go, even though many have joked about going there and what they'll do when they get there and all. The sad thing is that they're not going to enjoy it. It's not a place of enjoyment. It's not a place where they're going to have fun. It's not a place where they're going to see other people and be around other people, because they're going to be there in what's known as outer darkness with fire constantly burning, and yet it's never quenched because they never burn up. They just feel all the pain and the anguish of it. And then hell is a place of frustration and anger. I mentioned, look at Matthew 13:42. Matthew 13:42 says, "And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." And then Matthew 24:51. Matthew 24:51, it says, "And shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." There's weeping and gnashing of teeth because the suffering that they're going through. What they're going to feel every moment, and we'd like to use the term of every day, right? But eternity is going to go on forever. We're not, in fact, in heaven it says there's going to be no night and no day. We're not going to have like the calendar like we have here. Praise the Lord, we're not going to have clocks with batteries that need to be replaced and all that, right? We're not going to have any of that stuff, because we're not going to worry about time. Time is something that God created for us here. We're not going to need it there. It's just going to be forever. We're going to be there. And nobody's going to say, well, you know, I'm going to be late for... No, it's not going to be any of that. We're going to be right on time for everything. We're going to be exactly where we need to be. But that while we enjoy all that heaven has and the time that we get to spend with our Lord and Savior, they're going to spend time in the lake of fire. And as our time goes on for eternity, so does theirs. And then hell is a place of separation. The actual meaning of the word death, look at Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11. Revelation 2, verse 11 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." And of course, death is separation, as I mentioned. Look at Revelation 20, verse 6. Revelation 20, verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And again, this is a real place where people are going to go. And separation, this death, which is separation, it means it's going to be separation from Christ, separation from love and mercy, separation from grace and forgiveness, separation from hope and light, and separation from friends and family. They're going to be there separated from everyone and everything, but most importantly, separated from Christ. That's what's going to make hell, hell. The lack of God being there. We are going to be able to spend eternity in heaven, and it's going to be glorious because God's there. I've said many times, I don't care if there's nothing else there but God. That's enough, isn't it? Just to spend eternity with God? I mean, what more could you ask for? Now, we get the benefits of we're going to be able to see those who have gone on before. We sing that hymn, "A Glad Reunion Day," right? There's going to be a reunion in heaven one day, and we're all going to be there together and looking forward to that. And then hell is a place of darkness. Turn back to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 12. Place of darkness. That's why I say people think that they're going to go there and they're going to have so much fun and they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. No, it's a place of darkness. Matthew 8:12 says, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And then Matthew 22:13. Matthew 22:13, it says, "Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Matthew 25:30, over and over and over we see where it's not going to be a place of any fun, any place anybody should want to go to, but Matthew 25:30, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth," over and over and over, weeping and gnashing of teeth, because that's what's going to be going on there. And then 2 Peter 2:4, Second Peter chapter 2, verse 4, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." And then look at Jude, verse 6 and verse 13. Says, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day." And in verse 13, "Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." And then hell is a place of eternal loneliness. And we looked at already, just in that last group, Matthew 8:12, Matthew 22:13, and Matthew 25:30, and Jude 13. But look at Revelation chapter 2. Look at verse 11 again, and then 20:15 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall now be heard of the second death." Revelation 2:11, and then Revelation 20 and verse 15, where again he says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Again, over and over and over, the importance of knowing Christ the Savior and having your name written in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. And then hell is a place of undiluted divine wrath. Revelation 14:10. Revelation 14:10. Says, "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." And then for the sake of time, Habakkuk 3:2 says, "O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known in wrath. Remember mercy." And then hell is a place of originally prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. Matthew 25:41, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Hell was not a place that God created for man, created it for the devil and his angels. And then what happened? Man rejected God's free gift of eternal life. And man sealed his fate when he did that. And the lake of fire is his eternal home. And then hell is eternal. Revelation 14:10 and 11, as we read, and then Revelation 20:10. Revelation 20:10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever." I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that he's going to be tormented day and night, forever and ever, because he's tormented us while we're here. And one day we're not going to have that anymore, because he's going to go where he deserves to be. And then Daniel 12:2. We're almost out of time. I'll just read these quick and then we'll end there. Daniel 12:2, "And many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Matthew 25:46, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." And then Jude verse 7, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." God must judge sin because he's a holy and just God. He must judge sin. So those who reject that payment, right, the wages of sin is death, those who reject are going to have to pay that penalty for their sin instead of having it covered in the blood of the Lamb. All right, we'll move on to prayer requests.